Masechtas Kelaim, Perek Hay, Mishnah Ches. A person's only there's only an issue of Kelaim for someone who has within his vineyard other species that are generally cultivated by people, but things that grow in the wild are not considered Kelaim when they grow together with his vineyard. The Mishnah over here discusses specific species. Hamakayim kaitzim bakarim. Someone who is makayim, he maintains thorn bushes in his vineyard. Rav Eliezer Aimer kiddush, that it becomes aser, forbidden to benefit, and it is considered a kilayim formation between these thorns in his vineyards. V'chachamim aimerim, but the chachamim say like kiddush el adarer shekamayim makayimim, it only becomes aser, forbidden to use, it only becomes kelaim if it's something that was generally kept and maintained and cultivated by people in that place. These thorns, most people did not cultivate them and plant them. Only in certain areas, the Rav says in Arabia, in certain Arabic places, they would use these thorns to feed the camels. So according to the first opinion of Eliezer, since in some places it was normal to cultivate them, so he considered it in all places something that would make kelaim. However, the Chachamim held that it needed to be cultivated in each specific place in order for in that place it to be considered kelaim. And since elsewhere it's not cultivated, so elsewhere it's not going to be considered kelaim. The Mishnah continues, ha'iris. Iris, there's different opinions on the translation. It's either a certain type of small fern or an iris. So the iris, the hakisum, and the ivy, v'shishana samalach, which is two different opinions, either the white lily or the Rav says that it's a certain type of rose. These types of things, they grow in the wild. They're not cultivated. V'chol mini zvarim, and other similar seeds that are similar to this that are not cultivated, einin kelaim bekarim, they are not kelaim in a vineyard. Hakanvais, hemp, which was mostly planted for the fiber of the stalks of the plant, that they would make rope out of it. But the seeds were also edible, and some people were planted for edible reasons. Reb Tarfon Aimer Eini Kelaim, Reb Tarfon says it's not Kelaim because primarily it was planted for rope making, and that would not make it Kelaim. But Chachamim Aimer Kelaim, the Chachamim held that since there are people that planted for the seeds, for the edible source that it has, it will be considered Kelaim in a vineyard. The hakinras, an artichoke, kelaim bekarim. That is something that's cultivated, and it is kelaim when planted in a vineyard. Parak Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Until now we discussed grapevines that were being planted on the ground and growing on their own. Now, this parak discusses grapevines that are grown and trained to grow along walls and trellises, we'll see in the future Mishnahis. And this is called aris, and it has its own halachas of what makes it considered the size of a vineyard and the different distances needed to distance other plants from it. So the Mishnah over here, Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph, Ezu aris. What's considered these trained vines that are called aris, that a vineyard that has the aris status of a vineyard? Hanetea shura shal chamish gifanim. Bitzad ha-gader, someone who plants a row of five grapevines along a gader, along a fence, shu gevay asar tvachim, that's 10 tvachim tall, and he trains the vines to grow along the top of this wall. So this one row will be considered a vineyard, a aris vineyard, even though we've seen in the past that according to Basil's opinion, in the freestanding grapevines, you need two rows of three and two in order to make a vineyard, but here one row along the trellis is a vineyard. Or even if the 10 tefachim is not 10 tefachim above ground, but a 10 tefachim ditch that has a wall 10 tefachim down into this ditch, and there's the five grapevines growing along this wall of this ditch, that also is considered an aris, this type of vineyard. And nice and light, avedase arba amos, you have to give it 4 amos work area on all sides. That you have to distance the planting of other species. Vishama Aimrim, Moedidin arba amas mekar gefanim. This four amas that you have to give it, you measure it from the root, the base of these vines. So, moedidin arba amas mekar gefanim wasada. We measure the four amas from the base of the vine to the sada, to the field of the other species that you want to plant. So if the base of the vine is not exactly at the foot of the wall that it's next to, it's somewhat removed in one direction away from the wall, we're measuring from the base of the vine, not from the wall. So depending on which side of the wall you are on, it may be less than 4 amas or more than 4 amas necessary to distance. Ubeis Hillel says, min ha-gadol ha-sada, we measure from the base of the wall that the plants are growing on, the grapevines are growing on, not from the trunk of the grapevine itself. That's all the beginning of this Mishnah that understood that this halacha of 4 amas was discussing distancing 4 amas from this aris that has a vineyard status. Amar Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri comes to disagree, and he says, "Tayim kol amurim kain." All those that say like this, that the tradition of this 4 amas halacha was like stated in the beginning of the Mishnah, all who say that are mistaken. Allah, and Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds that just like the freestanding grapevines need 2 rows to become a vineyard, so too, when it's growing on the elevated on the wall, it needs 2 rows. And in such a case where it's in one row, it would not have vineyard status, and it would not require a distance of 4 amas, only 6 tvachim. Rather, he says, where is it applicable, the halacha of 4 amas? Elam yesham 4 amas me'ikar gefanim lagadar. There's a different application of the 4 amas. If there's 4 amas space from the base of the grapevines to the wall that they're next to, if there's a 4 amas distance gap between them, so there's a significant amount of space there, then you only have to give the individual grapevines, each individual grapevine, their workspace of 6 tvachim, and you can plant up the other area, because it doesn't have a vineyard status, just individual grapevines, because it's only one row. And you'd be able to plant up everything else beyond 6 tvachim from each bush. This is if there's 4 amas between the grapevines, the base of the grapevine, and the wall. But if there would be less than that, then all of the space would not be able to be planted by any other species. The Rav explains this is based off of Rav Yossi's opinion in the previous Perek Hay, Mishnah of Dalet, that holds that when a grapevine is planted in a small confined area, in a ditch or different things, in a small confined area, the small area will become tuffle, secondary to the grapevine, and all that area will have status of secondary to the grapevine that you can't plant with other species. So here too, when it's confined next to a wall, if it's less than 4 amas space, all that space will be secondary to the grapevine. But if there's more open space and it's 4 amas or more, then we just give a 6 tvachim radius around the grapevines, and then the rest of the space can be used for other species. The Mishnah now just clarifies halacha, kami avedus hagafen, how much is the work area for an individual grapevine, shisha tvachim l'chol ruach, 6 tvachim in every direction. That's how we paskin, 6 tvachim is 1 amma. Rabbi Kiva, however, disagrees with this, and he says that it's shleisha tvachim, half of the size, 3 tvachim in every direction. The Rav says that we do not paskin like Rabbi Kiva.